TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Thing.
all the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. Give it up for Feet, chopping it up. What up, Mom?
What's poppin'? Not a thing. I'm feeling good tonight. I'm feeling good, so I'm embracing that this evening. How are y'all?
Nice. Doing well. Well, it's just me and you right now. We kicking it.
Okay.
I predict that we have a sleepyhead amongst us, but we all experience that every now and again. So it's all good. Relationship Wednesday is what it is. But I want to go back to we started off Monday night's show talking about a personal situation, but a personal situation that many people are dealing with, unfortunately, and it's the whole idea of mental health. Black folks specifically don't really do a good job of talking about mental health, but when you talk about relationships in general, us looking out for one another is extremely important. If you know someone that is struggling with mental health, this is the reality. They don't really have to do it alone. We don't like talking to people. We don't like taking medications. We don't like going to the doctor. We got to change that. Mental health is real, but there are solutions and answers. Would you not agree, Fee?
I agree. And ever since, you know, it actually started way before the tragic ending of my friend, but getting in tune, getting back to the rawness of relationships and not just a boyfriend, girlfriend situationship, just getting back to tuning in to each other has been big for me. Reaching out and actually listening. We oftentimes don't listen because a lot of the time the signs are there. But we're so busy with our own life that we tend to do the typical, hey, T, how you doing? Oh, okay, that's good. Did I hear you? I didn't hear anything that you just said. I asked the question and I kept it moving. You know, we have to get back to tuning back into one another because we all need each other. I don't care what no one says. You know, we all have busy lives. We all have things that are going on in our lives. But can we unplug for a minute? Can we, you know, stop being so desensitized when it comes to, like, social media? Because a lot of the time it's also there. You know, unfortunately, my friend, he chose to go that route and commit suicide on Facebook Live, which, of course, is a social media site, you know. So just pay attention. Let's get back into picking up the phone and seeing how how we're doing. Knocking on a door, showing up at your boy, over your homeboy's house or your homegirl's house, actually sitting down talking.
Even picking up the phone, like, I mean, when you talk about impersonal, not only do we use social media to communicate, or we see people on Facebook and or IG and we're like, you know, oh, they good. But, I mean, we've gotten so far, and even when we're not looking at social media, we're texting each other.
Absolutely.
We are literally having full-blown conversations via text, right? And a lot of times, you know, like on the job when people send you an email and you read it and you be like, I know they didn't just send me this damn email because you read in the tone. You think it had a tone and there is no tone in email, right?
Things get misconstrued.
Not email. And not text. Pick up the phone so you can really understand that it really wasn't that serious. You read into it.
Absolutely.
Totally wrong. Right? Pick up the phone.
Absolutely.
And then I just actually heard a story about the most asinine thing I've ever heard. But do you all realize that there are people who are so desperate to want to come off like their lives is like on point to where people are actually like buying fake vacation pictures, you can actually like
always right. Like, because I'm trying to figure out, why would you want to lie about, like, going to Cancun? Either you were there or you weren't there. And if somebody says, well, can you give me, like, how was the hotel? Can you give me a recommendation on the hotel? What you going to do, lie to them? People are literally on IG. There's a company that you can actually purchase pictures, vacation pictures, and they will transpose your picture into the picture. And guess what? 20% of people have admitted to posting fake pictures on Instagram. But are we surprised?
No, because, you know, we are in that day and age where people have to lie to kick it. And I mean, that's basically what it boils down to, because everything isn't what it posts to be. Follow me? I could be sitting here, my pictures, I'm smiling and so on and so forth. But if T don't pick up the phone and actually say, hey, Fee, how are you? How are things really going? Then you really wouldn't know. So you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and you don't even know. The Joneses is on a treadmill going 60 miles
Absolutely.
Per hour, nowhere fast. You know what I'm saying?
About to,
so
file, about
people,
to file bankruptcy. And
absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Mr. Jones got on a $1,500 Gucci belt, yet and still his house is in foreclosure.
Absolutely.
You know?
Folks, Relationship Wednesday, Hump Day is what we call it, plus we chop it up with Fee. But we're just talking about the need to check with, check on, talk to, communicate, not text, pick up the phone, and make sure that your loved ones are good. If you are my friend, first of all, you should have my contact information. And if you have my contact information, you shouldn't be just waiting on me to call you. It's okay for you to call me sometimes. Let's
right.
get a little more social, folks, but in an old school kind of way. Like, you know, listen, social media is not a good measure if someone's doing good or not in their life. It's not
mm-hmm.
a good measure. What Fee just said is real. You got so many people that try to put on and act like it's all good, and they're depressed. They're busted, they're disgusted, and nobody has a clue because they're putting on. Pick
mm-hmm.
up the phone. Check on your friend. Check on your sister. Check on your aunt. Check on your uncle. Check on your grandma. Call your mama.
Yeah. And don't just do it for social media. You know, that's another thing that burns me up. You know, don't be that Disney dad, meaning you see your child for 2 hours on Saturday, and you got 50,000 pictures in that two-hour time span, but really, did you have time with your child, or did you just take pictures with your child? You didn't bond with your child, you know? You didn't bond with your loved one. You snapped the picture to make a post. No, get in touch. Get in tune with what you're doing. Get in tune with the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Be in the present. Get in touch. Get in tune. That's a T-shirt. That's a T-shirt. Hey, let's chop it up.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You need
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
What you got, Pete?
Okay. I got something really quick. You know, I'm all about quick. And these are my on-the-go omelets. Very, very quick, very, very easy, and they actually, you can make ahead for at least 6-7 days. Now, what you're going to do, you're going to need 12 eggs, a third of a cup of heavy cream, a half a teaspoon of dry seasoning of your choice, black pepper to taste, 2 tablespoons of fresh parsley and spinach, 8 slices of turkey bacon or any cooked meat of your choice, 3.5 ounces of cheddar cheese, and 2 green onions, diced tiny. You're going to preheat your oven to 375 degrees. You're going to combine your eggs, your seasoning, your pepper, in a bowl and whisk until it's well combined. You're going to grease a muffin tin very well, and I just spray it down with some canola oil. You're going to divide your cheese, your bacon, and your onions over the wells. Pour your eggs over top. Bake for about 20 to 25 minutes until they set. They're going to set up like a muffin, so you just allow them to cool. And what's so neat about this, you could just pop them in a Ziploc bag for your kids in the morning so that they have something healthy to eat, or for yourself on your way running out the door for work. So you could do them the night before for a good week or even more. And I kind of switch it up with it. I'll just add different meats to it. I'll add different veggies to it. But they are super, super, super easy, and my kids absolutely love them. Just got to try them out.
Quick meal on the go. Chop it up every Wednesday with Fee. Hey, try it out. Let us know how it works out. Fee every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Long radio show. 917-889-3926 is the number to dial to weigh in. Listen, posted an article a couple days ago in reference to a African-American couple. Female is a neurologist, makes about $400,000 a year, almost $500,000 a year. African-American, young African-American. She actually married a dude that makes $44,000 a year. So follow me now. She is a $400,000 earner, but she married a $44,000 earner. Now, I'm not so caught up in the salary difference, but the question tonight is, do you see a difference? Do you see a significant difference in the pay as an issue? Is it possible for someone to make that much money, and specifically a woman in a relationship, to make that much money and really connect with someone that makes so much less? We want to hear from you tonight. Social media kind of went in on this situation, but moreover, the female's family and friends flat out called her stupid. Now, I can go either way with this thing, but because first of all, I don't think the average $44,000 a year earner is even like, where do you find a neurologist? Like, where are you hanging out? Right? I mean, I want to know. Like, I want to hang out in that place too. But I mean, what do you think, folks? I mean, is this realistic? It doesn't seem that normal to me. I think this is like a one-off. You don't hear these type of situations. But is she stupid, or does love conquer all? We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. But let's just start right now. I mean, Fee, if you made $400,000 as a top chef, would you be okay with your significant other making so much less?
I don't see why I wouldn't be okay with that. Meaning, okay, think about the flip side. How many men out here that are CEOs
many.
And they have stay-at-home wives? And
many.
I think that's the
expectation, though. I think as the head of the house, that's the expectation that we carry the weight.
But why does it really have to be a gender type thing? You follow what I'm saying? Why does it have to be
that? I'm
totally following. If it's true love, that dollar amount should not matter. If it's true love.
I agree.
But if you're sitting back saying, okay, if you're that individual who, okay, I bought you, TM. I bought you a pair of Balenciaga sneakers, right? Because I saw them, I liked them, which I can't stand them, but I saw them, I liked them, and I felt like you looked nice in them. I bought them for you. And you in turn say, you know, thank you, but the next week you get me a dozen roses. Okay, that came from your heart because I did what I did from my heart. It didn't come with a price tag. It just so happened the amount of money that I make could afford me to get you those sneakers. You follow what I'm saying? So I wouldn't look at it that price cost-wise or income-wise. I wouldn't look at it. I wouldn't look at it that way. Because you look at these housewives of Atlanta and housewives of Beverly Hills. The only thing these chicks are doing for 8 hours a day is getting Botox and tanning. But their husbands are out here killing the game. That's all they got to offer? Like, come on. At least at $44,000, this person, 9 times out of 10, is making a hard-earned living. He's out there doing what he got to do.
I'll tell you this. I totally agree. I don't disagree with anything you just said. But for me, like, it comes down to, yeah, when you get married, yours is mine and mine is yours, supposedly. Even though that's not always the case in situations, right? I mean, and I'll tell you, I'm not sure that would be the case for me. You know, I mean, for me, my mindset is, you should always have your account, she should have an account, and then there should be a combined account. That is my mindset, right? Because, you know, one, you have to always be able to handle your business at the end of the day. And yeah, we're a unit, but this is more the issue that I have than the amount of money that you make. It is one's ability to manage money. Like, I mean, people come into relationships with some really bad habits. And when you come together, it's supposed to be unifying for the common good. But sometimes you unify to be damned because you didn't really know, like, what it was you was getting involved in. You didn't know that person's credit score was -500. Like, you didn't know they was, like, dead and gone when it came to credit. Right. I mean, because a lot of times people don't talk through that stuff. You know, they deal with that stuff after the fact. And to me, that's not handling your business. You absolutely need to know if your significant other pays their bills on time. You need to know, you know, if they have had a foreclosure. Like, this is not the kind of stuff people talk about. They learn it after the fact. Right. And so I believe love conquers all. And, you know, I don't necessarily have an issue with the salary difference, although I don't think it's realistic. I don't think many of us are just going to walk out here and find a female making that kind of money who's going to accept somebody making so much less. I think there's a certain lifestyle, mindset, and I'm going to say goals that go along with I'm not going to say to go along with money, but I think in order for this woman to be at that level, she's busted her ass at the end of the day. And she has a certain level of integrity, and she has a certain level of work ethic. In my mind, you want someone who's going to match that level of integrity and work ethic. You don't really want someone who's not going to match you. I'm not saying match you earnings, but you want people to match your energy, match your mindset. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where I kind of question are they equally yoked? Not necessarily because of the financials, but are they equally yoked as it relates to what drives the finances, right? I mean,
he may be. You don't know behind the scenes what his grind may be.
No idea.
You know, he.
I don't know.
He may be that one out here saying, okay, I need to bust my behind from 9 to 5, you know, but when I get off, you know, he may be back here cooking up some great idea. You know, he may be the next invention on Shark Tank. You know what I'm saying? And
well,
she might be.
This is what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe at the end of the day, like, I mean, I heard this long. Well, you know what? I'm not even going there because, yeah, another show. I totally agree with what you just said. He clearly is doing something that meets expectations.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing something that meets expectations. I mean, she may be, as a doctor, you know, what she may be looking for is for someone who has her meals ready when she gets home, got bath water ran, and can sex her down real good. That may be the priority at the end of the day, because I was told by a pimp a long time ago, I'm just going to say it, I was told by a pimp, all you got to do is cook good food for her and always put it down. If you cook a good food and you put it down, she going to always be happy.
Really?
I think it takes a little bit more than that, though, at the end of the day. That might have worked back in the 70s and in the 80s. But, you know, I mean, it takes a little bit more in 2019.
Right, right. I'm going to need a little bit more than some slaw. Yeah, I'm going to need a little bit more. And I can cook my own food. So you will definitely have to bring a little bit more than just that. But, yeah, you know, I think, like you said, it's really unrealistic, I guess, the salary margin that you stated. But on the flip side, I mean, I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen with males making more, females making less, and vice versa. Their roles.
I think that is. I think that is very acceptable. I think that is expected that we carry the financial load. But again, that kind of changed in the 90s, really, where independent women started, you know, stepping up their game. And I mean, come on, you have a lot of successful women who make tons of money. I mean, I have a colleague that, you know, she literally, and she's Caucasian, doesn't matter, she's still a woman, you know, she makes $500,000. And her husband is stay at home.
See? That's it. You know, and it's them. That, again, we can't get so caught up with what society feels is right or society feels is wrong. It makes loads for them. He may be the best dishwasher out here. He may make the best steak out here. He may have it down pat where the kids can get to and from school, to and from whatever practice they got going on, and it may fit their needs. You see what I'm saying? So really,
absolutely,
can you complain? You can't complain.
Oh, listen.
No,
listen. I totally, totally get it, and I think it's fair, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we are living in a time where, listen, a woman can make just as much as a man. And I don't think, you know, we really, I think it's evolved across the board because there used to be a period where a man really didn't feel like a man, you know, if he had a woman that made more than him. You know, hey, different day, right? Different day.
Well, I agree. I mean, as long as we're both out here doing the best that we can to the best of our ability, meaning I can't sit back and say, oh, I love to cook, but the only thing I know how to do is flip a pancake. No, Felicia, push yourself to the best of your ability. And if he's out here, he's a truck driver. You can't just say you want to stay around town and make the most money. No, you may need to go long distance. It's about pushing yourself to your limit, you know, to
push
make sure that just
to your limit.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
Hey, we are out of here. Back Monday, 9 p. Thanks for rocking with us. Again, Relationship Wednesday. Listen, go out there and find yourself a woman that makes $500,000. And make it work.
Shit, let me find
absolutely. We out of here. Good night, everybody. See him, Hyman Live.